We're continuing to look at limitless grace in relation to the restoration of all things. If we're going to participate in the restoration of all things, we will certainly need to be moved by the oracles of the Father's heart, which is motivated by unconditional love and limitless grace. We need to have the desire to see creation set free, because that's our responsibility in sonship, and have the abilities and power to create a new reality through the limitless grace of God. And this is where grace goes beyond the normal explanations of what grace is to a creational reality of grace. So just some things about grace. We need the limitless grace of God to restore darkness to light. That's part of restoration. To overcome guilt, shame, condemnation of sin for those who are in bondage to it. To free people from the consuming fire of purification. There is nothing that's impossible with the limitless grace of God. And when we get that into our consciousness, then we see the world and we see things from a totally different perspective. Grace is divine enabling power. That's what it is. Divine enabling power does not enable people to do things contradictory to the grace of and love of God. That is our doing. God does not enable us to live in lost identity. We choose to. Grace is the strings of energy, the smallest known particles that exist within the fabric of all creation and are the building blocks of all existence. Grace is the vibrational frequency of Jesus' voice that holds all things together. Grace is the zero-point energy of the unified quantum field that connects all existence by entanglement through quantum foam. Grace is the living light beings, the quantum lumens, that are the building blocks of all creation. Light and sound are connected together in frequency that actually forms creation. And I'll go into that in some more depth in a later session. Grace is the electromagnetic frequency, the light that is omnipresent within all creation. God is light. We are being transfigured as sons of light to reveal, express that light of limitless power or energy. God spoke to me quite a lot about grace, about what grace is, what it isn't, and talked to me a lot about it, and particularly in relationship to the restoration of all things. Son, the restoration of all things message needs demonstrations of limitless grace that will testify to the reality of the oracles of our heart. The testimonies can come from both sides of the veil and beyond, so gather those testimonies from all dimensions. Now, how do you do that? Well, I did find out eventually that you can go and you can talk to those who've experienced limitless grace. I will open up the connections needed to collate those beautiful stories of love's light, restoring the lost and broken, fragmented children. The mystic realm is where to begin, as there is so much recorded, but you will need to engage to meet those dear sons. And there were some that the Father led me to: Julian of Norwich, Jane Lee, Origen, Gregory, Athanasius, Irenaeus, to name just a few of those who believe in limitless grace and the restoration of all things and have testimonies throughout history about it. And then John Newton, who was the slaver who wrote, ex-slaver who saw the error of his ways, received limitless grace to forgive him for what he had done, and then wrote Amazing Grace, which has blessed so many people through the centuries. John Newton has been at work and has many storytellers for you to meet. And this is important, as I was to find out. Limitless grace will be scandalous and outrageous to the religious mindsets, but it will be joyful to the sons of God who are resonating with the oracles of our heart. There are sons who resonate with some of our heart, but not all resonate with limitless grace yet. You know, and there's obviously a lot of controversy over restoration and what restoration means and who will be restored and what won't be restored. And these are causing some issues, obviously. And so there are some people who have amazing ministries but don't necessarily resonate with the restoration of all things. They're on a journey. That's okay. We don't need to argue with people. There are many who have not yet responded to our love because of deep shame. You are tasked to seek them out within the fire and reveal just how limitless our grace and mercy really is. A lot of people, because of what they've done in this life, do not feel worthy and are trapped in deep shame. Therefore, it's very difficult for the love of God to penetrate that shame, but not impossible, and I was tasked to engage them. The serial killers, child murderers, pedophiles, tyrants, despots, etc., who are responsible for genocide, ethnic cleansing, satanic ritual abusers, are your missions. Thank you very much, I thought. But actually, God loves those people as much as he loves me, as much as he loves you, as much as he loves all his children, which is unconditionally. Son, only limitless grace through deep compassion and overwhelming love will remove the deep shame they feel. And I think this is what I discovered. Son, do you feel it for them? If you do not feel it, you cannot demonstrate it. So that was a question that caused me to search. What do I feel? Son, come deeper into our heart to feel it and know it for yourself. And so I did, and I engaged within the heart of God, not knowing what to expect. And what I actually saw was all the worst things I'd ever imagined, thought or done in an instant. And then, without any time to react, overwhelming waves of acceptance hit me, washing away every thought and memory I had just experienced, cleansing it from me completely. Lavish grace and the pleasure of a loving, doting father rolled over me, almost too much to bear. And that was just the beginning of every emotion linked to love that bombarded me into total submission. Any vestige of doubt was washed away, and torrents of the abundance of the pentatonic love frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart. And I have experienced those frequencies. I've engaged the oracles of the Father's heart many, many times, but this was at a level that totally related to limitless grace in regards to those who the world and people would see as unworthy to receive anything good. Son, now you know you can give what you have freely received, as all sin is but a result of lost identity. To us, one is all and all is one. The comparative scale of sins is a DIY tree invention fueled by guilt to lessen the shame. There is someone worse than me. And if you think there's someone worse than you, then that makes bring some comfort to some people. It's not really comfort, is it? But it's deception. We just see our children adrift in their lostness. One act is all acts. Son, mercy triumphs over man's views of justice when the stories are told, but what you will feel from those in shame is the self-inflicted reaping of all that they have sown. And I think that, again, is an important aspect. They are still suffering the self-inflicted consequences in the fire. Now, those consequences are not God's. God did not bring that upon them. The consequences are from what they are reaping from the rejection of Jesus. I have felt the self-inflicted torment of those facing their shameful acts and unable to receive mercy, even though it's available. And it is heartbreaking to feel that people still don't respond to the love of God. And those who are alive today, you know, who will not respond to the love of God, and yet they're so broken, so damaged, so hurt. And there are those who are beyond the veil, who have physically died and yet are still rejecting the love of God and feel self-imposed torment. Only one who's experienced their pain and received limitless grace will be able to reach them, that's what the Father said. Son, you have this mandate and you have experienced this reality from both sides. Freely you've received, now freely give by releasing limitless grace and mercy through deep compassion and overwhelming love. But you have to feel it. You have to carry it. You have to be it. You can't just go through the motions. This has got to be real and genuine. The Father revealed that the testimonies of limitless grace were ready, so I went to engage. I went to the court of the upright, met John Newton, who brought many souls before me, all beaming, shining with joyful exuberance, waiting to tell me their grace story. And this was such a deeply moving experience. I felt privileged to listen to their amazing and profoundly moving stories of how the unconditional love of the Father had rescued them from the fire, both before and after death. Because people live in torment even before they die. There were many who, in spite of debauched lifestyles, were visited by the light of love, Jesus, on their deathbed, and willingly and gratefully accepted the grace and mercy offered to them. Now, some people would think that's unfair, but think of Jesus telling the parable or the story of offering workers wages, and he paid the same wage to the one who worked 5 minutes as the one who worked a whole day. And of course they felt that was unfair, but it isn't from God's perspective, because he is overwhelmingly merciful and filled with loving grace. So to him, offering salvation on someone's deathbed is an act of love and mercy and limitless grace. And he offers that to everyone. Not everyone accepts, but he offers it to them all. So as they relived their stories, I felt what they felt when faced with the oracles, the emotions, the passion, the burning desires, intense joy, compassion, deep compassion, overwhelming love. Having felt that, what they felt when God met them, when they felt one of the aspects or more of the aspects of those oracles, it was just amazing. Because all that they felt was overwhelmed. The negativity was overwhelmed with the intense passion of God's heart. They were literally swept into the kingdom on a wave of the depths of the emotions of the Father's heart for them. There were other stories of those who were in the depths of despair by facing the reality of their treatment of others, when grace and mercy were demonstrated by the victim or the victim's loved ones. And that had impacted them, demonstrating God's love through another who had forgiven them when they didn't feel worthy of forgiveness. Forgiveness was what had unveiled the limitless of mercy and grace. Don't underestimate the power of our forgiveness towards people to demonstrate God's forgiveness. The stories continued one after the other. They expressed such deep gratitude as they shared. It was such an intense moment. They all had one thing in common. That was how love expressed through one or other of the oracles had brought the realization of love's inclusion, reconciliation, and restoration. Just as the prodigal son came to a realization and went home, this is what happens to those that Jesus would leave the 99 and go for the one. That is his heart. That's God's heart of love. There were also stories of how God's deep compassion and overwhelming love had touched them when they were in a state of grief over the loss of a loved one, a child, parent, spouse, or sibling, some killed in some horrendously traumatic and tragic way. And in that moment, the love of God, the compassion of God met them and helped them. Many came forward, victims of abuse of all kinds, rape, SRA, satanic ritual abuse, racism, trafficking, slavery. All those who had experienced the limitless grace of God that transformed them from deep darkness and despair into a place where the love, light of love shone brightly. So amazing. Then there were those who committed suicide as a result of the same traumatic experiences, but they had received limitless grace and mercy directly from Jesus at the moment of death. All with stories of being embraced with overwhelming acceptance. Amazing. And so many people are trapped in that whole thing. Well, if you commit suicide, that's it. You're going to go to hell forever. The reality is many have received Jesus on their deathbed. Many have not received Jesus on their deathbed because of whatever they felt. I've no idea what they felt. But when you meet them, you begin to hear their testimonies. You begin to realize the depth of limitless grace and unconditional love of God. So inspired by the testimonies, I went into the fiery place from Wisdom's Heights to engage with those who were trapped in deep shame. And as I received that mandate, and as I now had testimonies, and now I was inspired, I really felt I need to reach those who are trapped. So I turned my desire and my testimony of deep compassion and overwhelming love as a frequency to draw them out of self-imposed darkness into the light of my glory. And my glory is where I'm carrying the essence of the heart of God, the love. And when I went into the fiery place, I released that and drew those to me who would respond in some way to that frequency. And I saw some people come. Now, I don't know whether these were people who were actually real people or who were representatives of the groups of people that Jesus and the Father had talked to me about, that I had a mandate to reach. But I saw Hitler, Stalin, and other tyrants from history come forth, heads bowed, covered in darkness. I saw Ted Bundy, Christie, Brody, Manson, many other serial killers come into the light. One by one they came, the worst of the worst. I felt their anguish, pain, and torment. I felt their shame. Based on my experience, I released the love and acceptance I had received and covered them in the frequency of my sonship. I began to give an impassioned call to their altars, because many of them are fragmented and broken, to come into the light. And my passion drew the Prince of Peace. Jesus came and stood next to me. He didn't do anything, but he stood with me, supporting me in this mandate. As Jesus stood with me, I offered them peace. I shared the true gospel of forgiveness. I forgave them on behalf of their victims, released another wave of the oracles of the Father's heart, and called them into integration, called them out of darkness, called them out of a place of fear, because perfect love casts that fear. There was a reintegration of their souls. Heads began to be raised. I continued to bombard them with love's light until I gave them the choice they never imagined they could have. The choice to come to Jesus and receive his amazing grace and mercy. I watched as one by one they came into love's embrace to receive the rest of love, joy, and peace. There was such a beautiful, precious moment as I observed with Jesus, the Prince of Peace, feeling what he was feeling as he felt immense pleasure, passion for them. When all had come, I turned and led them out of their place of fiery torment through the fiery sword, where each knelt in surrender to confess Jesus as Lord. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Captivity was now led captive into the limitless grace and mercy which had triumphed over their own self-inflicted justice. What a celebration there was in the realms of heaven as those who were lost, hidden within their own self-imposed darkness, began to shine as light. There was so much joy expressed as those who were lost had come home, just like the Father rejoiced. And the Father runs to meet those who come out of the fire, who come through the fiery sword and embrace. It's wonderful to see that embrace. It then struck me, what about the victims still in bondage to the torture of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, and trauma? Because just because people are victims does not mean that they've turned to Jesus. They have to come to the Father through Jesus. So many who are victims are also in the fiery place, because they've chosen to reject the offer of salvation that Jesus has given them. So I asked the witnesses to come with me. All of those amazing testimonies of people who had been victims, I asked them, and I asked those who had committed the things to come with me, and they were very happy to come. So we went back into the fiery place, and I set the desire of my heart towards those people who were stuck in that as victims of unforgiveness. They came forth hostile, angry, and entitled, blaming God for what happened to them. I could feel the sense of injustice that covered them in a darkness like a cloud. It was an intimidating atmosphere, but we were not afraid, just inspired by the unconditional love and limitless grace that we'd all received as we stood there with testimony. I released the frequency of the oracles of the Father's heart, and one by one I reminded them of their lostness and their own sin, and called for restorative justice, where victims would meet the perpetrators. I asked him who was out sin to throw their accusations like stones. But, of course, there was silence, just like there was when Jesus called for the stones to be thrown to the woman caught in adultery. Because no one is without excuse in this. Then one by one, the perpetrators asked for forgiveness, and I saw the most amazing reconciliations take place. I had no need to say anything as I turned to lead more captives free from the self-inflicted torture and torment. Once again, walking together, victims and victimizers knelt to confess love for God and each other as They then rose to walk through the fiery sword into Zion. Amazing, amazing sight. Father then said to me, Son, now you see why there is a celebration when the lost are found and our children return to us. I went through the gateway into Zion and saw what I saw was the loving Father running to embrace each one, to impart sonship with robes of righteousness and rings of sonship. Son, do not be intimidated. Do not back off from your mandate, which is now primarily the restoration of all things. Those stuck in the deception of futurist eschatology will inevitably frame restoration wrongly, so legislate for an opening of their eyes. Son, we have shown you some aspects of limitless grace and mercy, but there are many more dimensions of grace to be experienced. Continue to trust the oracles deposited in your heart and express your passion and burning desire for our heart through love. It is vital that our sons know how to create love's frequency and generate love's energy to keep the world in balance and in harmony. Son, rivers of living water, the energy of pure unconditional love, can flow out of the heavenly realms through our sons to create energy fields of love, joy, and peace expressed as rest. And we can live within those bubbles of rest, and we can bring others to experience the rest that we feel. This energy is living and active and is our grace, our enabling power, and is limitlessly available to those who know us face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind. This is a relational thing. It's not a theoretical thing. Grace and limitless grace is not theory. It's not a concept. It's an experience. Son, limitless grace is available to those who know perfect love. Where sin abounds, the divine enabling power of love even more abounds. This is the time for our children to arise and shine love's light into the darkness of fear to dispel it. And again, this came through the time when the world was suffering fear through COVID and all of that. And we started to release wave after wave of love. Creation can be set free from its bondage to fear and corruption by the glory of sonship shining love's light brightly from the heavens into the earth. Let the sons of God arise and shine, and I call you to rise and shine the light of love as sons of God, administering limitless grace, unconditional love, demonstrated in the world, true love. Son, union commands a blessing, and both union and blessing are being released into the creation as orders of beings that Metatron, as keykeeper and timekeeper, is coordinating in this season. Union and blessing are orders of angels, and they're very active at the moment to try and help us deal with the division, the competition, the conflict, and the tribalism that's there in the church, as well as, you know, in the world. It's in the world because it's in the church, and we have to come to a place of union, one heart, one mind, in relationship, not having to cross every T and dot every I of doctrine and theology, but in relationship as children, come together with a heart for God's love. This is the season where the dimensions are converging, where time and the eternal now are converging, where heaven and earth are converging in sonship, in us. The frequency of sonship expressed through the oracles of our heart are causing this convergence to begin the season of greater grace through union and blessing. Son, issue the resulting cry for the sons of God to arise and shine love's light in agreement and accord with union and blessing. And I'm going to issue that cry right now. Let the sons of God arise. Let the sons of God arise. Let the sons of God arise. Let the sons of God shine love's light in agreement and accord with union and blessing. Let there be union and agreement with one heart, one mind, one purpose for the restoration of all things within the grace and love of God. The heavenly Mount Zion and the earthly mountain of the house of the Lord are converging in unity to release the greater grace of blessing. Son, this is to unveil the reality of the restoration of all things message to free creation from its groaning and bondage. We desire to give you immeasurably beyond what you are capable of giving, So become a receiver of I Am's infinite abundance. Manifold grace, lavishly, limitlessly flowing through the river of life's unceasing, continual supply. It will never, ever run out. Son, the shift into the season of grace that we have been asking you to prepare for is nearly here. The world is on reset, and we will bring good out of this fear-induced darkness as our children arise and shine love's light. When the frequency of love generated by our sons reaches critical mass, the revealing of the sons of God has truly begun. The whole of creation is waiting for this moment, and it will send ripples through the fabric of all space dimensions. The last to feel it will be those closest to it, because they're caught in the DIY tree deception of fear and death. There will be, in other words, some fallen angels will receive this before some people who are trapped in religious dead works. The shining of love's light, the perfect love, will overcome the darkness of fear and the deception of humanism. Son, take advantage of this shift as more and more of our children come to the realization of their own vulnerability and mortality during this shaking. This is the beginning of the end of the trap of normalcy that's deceived so many of our children. Now the possibilities that have been hidden behind normalcy can come into the light as people's trust in their own DIY systems is being shaken. The revelation of our true nature as love will be the key to unveiling the truth to a generation that has come face to face with their own mortality. And this is so important to engage and to realize that what God is doing through this period is bringing people to a new realization, a new awakening, a new global awakening to love. Now is the time to bring life and immortality to light with the real good news of man's reconciliation, inclusion in the new creation, resurrection. 2 Timothy 1:9, I love this scripture. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. And that's everybody has been called with a holy calling. Not according to our works, so not because we've done anything, prayed a prayer, done anything at all, but according to his own purpose. And grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus before time began. So before time began, the grace, the limitless grace, was available to ensure that we were going to be restored. And verse 10, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus. And what has he done through his appearing? Through his death, burial, resurrection, life, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Immortality is not living forever in heaven. Immortality is never needing to die in the first place, because we've already died with him. The wages of sin, death, has already been paid for. Son, listen intently to our conversation. Feel it penetrating. Feel within your being so it begins to define you. I felt the thoughts, I heard the thoughts, I am the thoughts resonating with the frequency. Like the resonant sound of the crystal bowl, the frequency of love cocooned me, vibrates every fibre of my being with love and more love. Grace, greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold grace, limitless grace is the blessing and empowerment of love. The judgment and justice that are expressed as mercy is the blessing and empowerment of love. Everything's love's essence, and I was standing in the midst of this circle of amazing circle of love. The emotion is love, the motivation is love, the thoughts and intents are love, the desire is love, the passion is love, the burning desire is love, the intense joy is love, the deep compassion is love. It's all about love. Love is overwhelming, love is united, love is blessing. Then this is the heart of it. Love is totally unconditional and directed towards all creation equally, with no distinction. Limitless grace is love's expression. It's true equality. Every life matters because God's grace and unconditional love is directed towards every single person and being that's ever been created. I am is love, and love is I am, in unison, united, complete, whole, consistent, continual. All is love, and love is all that is what I felt. That's what I felt. Everything is love. Sensed, and I knew to be totally 100% to be true reality. The reality of creation from the perspective of I am that I am. So when God looks from his perspective, everything is motivated by his love for what he sees and who he sees. Love is the eternal now. Love, that is all that can be said. Love is love. Is love. That's all that can be said. It's all about love, and that's what I felt in that moment. Son, this is why the restoration of all things is inevitable. Now let this true reality be who you are. Moved and motivated as an oracle and ambassador of love's passionate and burning with desire for restoration. The restoration of sonship through the restoration of fatherhood that woos, draws, calls, beckons our children home. Into the perichoresis of love's unconditional embrace. And this is where God wants us, to come back into that place where the Father can put his arms round us and restore us to sonship. The restoration of identity no longer lost and perishing, but found, welcomed home to the position of co-heir, co-creator, as sons and heirs of creation. The restoration of position, welcomed into the councils and assemblies of heaven to facilitate creation's freedom from bondage to fear and corruption into the glorious freedom of sonship. The restoration of all things is all in all dimensions of time and space into love, where we are all to live, move and exist in love, as love and be love. The wondrous symphony of love's harmonious being, where all things are in oneness and oneness is all things. Love consumes my being, consumes my thoughts, consumes my feelings, as love is a consuming fire. I am consumed by love, absorbed into love's embrace. I am love, and love is who I am. The beginning and the end is love. The Alpha and Omega is love. The Aleph and the Taf is love. This is a mighty river of love, consuming all with the beginning, which is love. So all in the end is just the beginning, which is love. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love is all and all is love, and that is why the restoration of all things is the inevitable consequence of love, as I am that I am. Limitless grace is the fullest expression of love's power to restore all things. Son, the shift that you were warned to prepare for is here. The last 2.5 years have seen great changes, preparation, deconstruction, and renewal of your mind. Son, it is time to strategically mobilize those who will resonate with heaven's sound to begin to answer creation's groaning by establishing global networks and embassies of heaven on the earth. Global and cosmic councils will need to be established to nurture the foundations of this new age of limitless grace beyond the shift. The next age shift is upon you, but you are ready and prepared for this new adventure, as are others who will be drawn together for this momentous shift. Son, release the sound, call for the sons of God to arise and shine with love's light at this moment of great darkness and fear for the people, so that the true glory of our essence will radiate throughout the earth. Son, call the children of God who are wandering the wilderness of religion into the promised land of their inheritance to come beyond the veil into true intimacy and immortality. Call for limitless grace to be unveiled as a global awakening to the consciousness of love. Proclaim the message of hope that death has been abolished and life and immortality have been brought into the light. The fear of death has been abolished and a new age of freedom for mankind has been announced as the true jubilee of jubilees. Mankind has sought immortality through magic, ritual, technology, but now the truth of immortality through relationship is unveiled, so all can know the truth of their inheritance and be free from their slavery to fear of death. Hebrews 2:14 says this, "Therefore, since children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise took part of the same." Jesus came as a man, and through his death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, the accuser, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all of their lives. the fear of death enslaves mankind, and Jesus has come to bring the message of life and immortality to light. Son, you are an ambassador for the Joshua generation. It is time to make representation for mercy and grace, as this time and season is about to shift focus for the forerunners. Justice, according to judgment of the 70, will continue, but grace must begin to be called forth. Grace, manifold grace, grace upon grace, limitless grace, of the seasons to come forth, beyond the capacity of your present experience to explain or understand. Beyond normalcy will stretch your imagination, so you must now start to engage beyond, not just in the reality of your own mind's consciousness and in the non-linearity of your present, but in your physical non-linear experience. So in other words, I was going to go beyond spiritual and soul experience to physical experiences. Son, get ready, be prepared for the suddenness to begin to appear as your normality. Physical laws are about to be rewritten from beyond, and you have been chosen with other forerunners to be part of this process. Son, share your heart and love encounters to reveal the limitless grace that is who we are, as I am that I am. This revelation of truth and true reality is the message that you carry as an oracle and a legislator, converge time and the eternal now, heaven and earth. The shift needs to be administrated, but also nurtured and protected in its infancy, as people free from normalcy will feel insecure and will default back to the comfort of old religious systems and patterns. Legislate and govern in the unity of heart, mind, and to call our children into the fullness of their inheritance. Legislate with the elementals for the planets to be at rest during this tumultuous period of great shifting and shaking. And I did a lot of legislation around this. The earth is in such fear and torment, and then anger and violence started to erupt. Dampening that down, legislating with the elementals, particularly the earth, to stop there being volcanic eruptions and earthquakes and various things. But actually, there's a need to engage the elementals to deal with the fires, to deal with the burning of the forests and the trees. You know, there's such stuff going on which requires the sons of God to engage the elementals to change and legislate and govern during this period. Legislate for the safe release of pressure building up as a result of fear that our children are feeling. And that is that within the planet itself. Son, perfect love will cast out the fear, so keep releasing the love frequency through our oracles into the spiritual atmosphere around the world and your spheres. Son, our ultimate desire and goal is for all our children to become ascended fathers capable of loving their creation with limitless grace and mercy. The knowledge of limitless grace and its association with the quantum lumens is key to this. Now, quantum lumens, as I discussed, are one way of describing the living grace. But the knowledge of that and how that affects reality is something we need to operate in. Son, remind our children that this shifting period is not our negative judgment upon them, but our love bringing good out of what is being reaped, because they have sown injustice, division, strife, and enmity. Our mercy always triumphs over the consequences of following the true DIY path of independence out of the knowledge of good and evil. Our love will not allow us to watch passively as our children suffer the consequences of their corrupt government of creation. Our loving essence, used constantly and continually at work, is to bring a good out of every situation and circumstance, although many do not see our handiwork because of the suffering they are experiencing. Son, we do not remove the rights of our children to choose, but we do work within those choices to restore balance in creation and to bring our original desire and intention creatively through our children's choices. Son, this is not fate or fatalism, but constant micro course corrections to facilitate all the choices that are being made throughout time and space. The more the sons of God mature and arise and take their places alongside us in the heavenly kingdom government, the more restoration will be the result. our sons and heirs are in tutoring and training for becoming the co-creators they're destined to be. So all of the dimensions, realities, can be fully restored and expanded. Son, administrate limitless grace within justice and judgment for mercy to be released at unprecedented levels so the sons of God can enter a season of rest that will bring peace to the elements. Now, there are seasons within the realms of heaven, judgment, justice, grace, mercy, and those operate throughout a year and cycle into rest. But these are larger seasons. We've gone through a season of judgment and justice, and we're coming now into the season of grace. We're going to need it. Son, a global government will need to work within the seasons of heavenly government, judgment, justice, grace, and mercy, but can administrate seasons within seasons as the circle of the deep is aligned. 12 chancellors' houses will need to be engaged and open to release the resources of limitless grace needed for heavenly government to manifest on earth. All heavenly government must be based on the eternal now foundations of our precepts, our heart, our statutes, our mind, and our laws, our voice. Only with this alignment can the ordinances of heaven begin to be released into the earth. The ordinances of heaven will release new mantles of authority in love, to use the new weapons of love to unveil the scrolls for the commissioning of sons into new roles and positions of mature government. Son, use all the weapons at your disposal in this love quest and align the circle of the deep to release new mantles and weapons for our limitless grace and mercy to be poured out into creation. Son, you've been given limitless grace to release limitless mercy so that our mercy can triumph over all of men's DIY judgment and justice. Son, let mercy flow down like a mighty river of love from your position of collaboration within our heart. Bless those who've been in opposition into submission with the same unconditional love that we have lavished upon you. Son, restoration government rules and overcomes through love expressed as mercy in forgiveness. Son, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing in the darkness of their lost identity. Son, gather to deal with global issues and mobilize and release others to deal with local and regional and national issues. Son, I call you to focus on and prioritize the restoration of all things mandate with conferences, webinars and books to see a great reformation take place in this season of great shifting and shaking. This message of unconditional love, limitless grace, must go forth to captivate the hearts of the sons of God, so they become oracles and legislators of our heart to all of creation. Only those who carry the oracles of our heart and become living oracles will be revealed to creation because they are shining and radiating love's lights as transfigured sons. Son, embrace the continual process of transfiguration to become who you are. Transfigured by love to be love's light and arise and shine with creative light as a mature sun ascended in the realms of glory, looking upon our face, reflecting the radiance of our express image and likeness. As we are unconditional love, the leaven of restoration will infiltrate all of our creation to become the all in all. Our very grace as our divine enabling power is already within the fabric of everything we have created, ready to be activated by the consciousness of our sons, so that the all that is already within all would become the substance of fully and fully realized. Love is all in all, to be realized as all in all becomes a reality for all within all. Not leaving an awful lot out there. We are within all, and all live and exist within us. Acts 17:27. Though he is not far from each one of us, verse 28, for in him we live and move and exist, for we also are his children, the whole of humanity. Separation is but an illusion for a fleeting moment within the figment of man's imagination, but that can never change or overcome the true eternal now reality of oneness that exists within the circle of our conversation. Restoration is settled, but not as an event, as some see it, but as an ever-increasing expression of our government and peace. Peace as wholeness already exists in the eternal now of our pure existence. Therefore, as we are, so shall you be, all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:28. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that all God may be all in all. Ephesians 1:23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So let's just remind ourselves, grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So let's experience that limitless grace. So I want to encourage you right now just to close your eyes as we go into this little activation. Just close your eyes. Start to focus your thinking on the Father, on Jesus, on the Spirit. Start thinking about Yod, He, Vav, He, the name of God. And slow down your breathing. Relax, rest. Just begin to breathe slowly in. And then breathe slowly out. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you're breathing in, you're breathing in, hey. And then you're breathing out, yod. And breathe in, vav. And breathe out, hey. Yod, hey, vav, hey. Just come to rest. Be still. And just know the unconditional love that God is. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and rest. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. And just begin to engage with the Father. Invite love, joy, and peace to flow in you and through you, filling you in that atmosphere of rest. You're in a safe place, loved, joy, peace, living loved, loving living, living loving. Now start to think of engaging limitless grace. Set the desire of your heart upon it. And ask the Father to take you, to give you experiences, to take you into his heart, to take you deeper, to show you the power of limitless grace and how it relates to your own personal life and to creation itself. Just rest in this place and just go wherever the Father takes you, where you can just live in that place of love, living loved, loving living, living loving, rest, living in the rest of immortality, embracing limitless grace. Go with the Father, with Jesus, and experience limitless grace.